Chapter 5. They finished supper, and while Mattie cleared the table, Ethan went to look at the cows and then took a last turn about the house. The earth lay dark under a muffled sky, and the air was so still that now and then he heard a lump of snow come thumping down from a tree far off on the edge of the woodlot. When he returned to the kitchen, Mattie had pushed up his chair to the stove and seated herself near the lamp with a bit of sewing. The scene was just as he had dreamed of it that morning. He sat down, drew his pipe from his pocket, and stretched his feet to the glow. His hard day's work in the keen air made him feel at once lazy and light of mood, and he had a confused sense of being in another world, where all was warmth and harmony, and time could bring no change. The only drawback to his complete well-being was the fact that he couldn't see Mattie from where he sat. But he was too indolent to move, and after a moment he said, "Come over here and sit by the stove." Zena's empty rocking chair stood facing him. Mattie rose obediently and seated herself in it. As her young brown head detached itself against the patchwork cushion that habitually framed his wife's gaunt countenance, Ethan had a momentary shock. It was almost as if the other face, the face of the superseded woman, had obliterated that of the intruder. After a moment, Mattie seemed to be affected by the same sense of constraint. She changed her position, leaning forward to bend her head above her work so that he saw only the foreshortened tip of her nose and the streak of red in her hair. Then she slipped to her feet, saying, "I can't see to sew," and went back to her chair by the lamp. Ethan made a pretext of getting up to replenish the stove, and when he returned to his seat, he pushed it sideways, that he might get a view of her profile and of the lamplight falling on her hands. The cat, who had been a puzzled observer of these unusual movements, jumped up into Zena's chair, rolled itself into a ball, and lay watching them with narrowed eyes.